Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Each and every day around this time, we find out what is trending. John Lopez, Cody Stutes in the loop with you today. Sports Radio 610, and it's about that time.
What's trending?
I'm glad you asked, Edward. Last night, the ESPYs, and Peyton Manning was the host. My goodness, I didn't know the ESPYs was actually a roast, as Peyton had quite the zinger for Kevin Durant.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year.
Durant's just glaring at him.
And I got to tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
So as you hear like the clapping and the hilarity, Durant is stone faced. The camera's on him and he is stone faced.
That was set up, though.
You think Durant was stone faced on purpose?
Yes, because Westbrook did the same thing and he was trying to hold back a laugh. If you saw that, because I don't know what y'all think, but I saw a lot of people with memes and pictures and all these things of Durant. Well, he's not enjoying his Peyton's torching there. I would bet just about anything he was in on it, and they, in order to make it a better joke, they told him just act like you're mad.
That's one hell of a conspiracy theory there. I like that, though.
I think that was a setup, because the reason I really believe it's true, everything else was choreographed just perfectly. The duck on the seat, the camera work going to the exact people at the perfect time.
It would make sense that if you were going to. It makes sense that you see. Initially, I didn't believe you, but Durant has been fairly like, of all the things to get offended at, that's the thing he's going to get offended at.
Yeah.
Like
no.
that's maybe a good point. Westbrook laughter is a good point.
Yeah, he had his hand covering his mouth.
Yeah,
like he was upset, but you could tell he was kind of trying not to laugh. Looked like a perfect setup for me.
What did we think about? Peyton's performance at the ESPYs?
Outstanding.
Pretty darn good, huh?
Out freaking standing. He's so good at acting.
I'm just glad he's finally got a job, you know? Like, come on, man.
That video of him at a retirement home was terrific.
Yeah, some good skits there. Manning wasn't the only person swinging zingers out there behind the microphone. Julian Edelman of the Patriots, after the Patriots took the stage to accept the... best game award, Julian Edelman had this to say.
I never really thought I'd say this, but Peyton Manning's kind of killing it. Yeah, we are indoors, though. So, but other than that...
That's great.
Now, see, here's the thing. Manning had a team of writers helping him out, stuff like that. That feels like Edelman on his own.
Oh, it might. Yeah, he was taking notes.
Yeah, he was taking notes. That feels like Edelman on his own. Just to recap some of the notable wins here: Simone Biles, Houston's very own best female athlete, and she also won best female Olympic athlete. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson won best male college athlete. So, Watson taking home a ESPY last night. I thought it was weird how many people wore T-shirts to the ESPYs.
What the heck was Durant wearing?
It was just a T-shirt.
And I'm not against sagging, in that context, he was sagging.
I'm Mr. Dress Down, so like, yeah. I'm not super. I'm not gonna be super critical of what people wear, but the ESPYs, it has a red carpet.
Yes, and by definition, it's formal attire, or at least cocktail.
Yes.
He went up there, and I'm like, you can do better than that, KD.
Mm-hmm. He could. He did not, though. Although, I mean, heck, he's already taking home the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
I'm convinced. Also, you want another conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I love conspiracy theories.
They spread the wealth. they know who's going to win in advance in all these various categories. Like what was the one where I'm like, come on. Well, it might have been Durant getting Athlete of the Year. Is that what he got?
Let me see here.
Yeah. Over Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady. And I'm like, come on. So I think they're
best championship performance.
There you go. Best championship performance.
Watson's was better than Durant's.
Brady's was better than both of them.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But I would put Watson and Brady ahead of him for sure. But I think they're back there and like, okay, we paid the freight for all these stars to get here. We got to keep, you know, we got to, everybody gets, you know,
spread it out a little
bit.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a little love.
All right.
What's trending,
Edward, is Meiko Grimes. If you don't know who Meiko Grimes is, her husband Brent is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's a cornerback. He's one of the, I think, top 15 highest paid corners in football, something of that nature. That's who Brent Grimes is. Meiko is his wife, and Meiko has never been a stranger to,
no, she hasn't.
I don't know, firing off just shots on Twitter. She very much hated a reporter who covered the Miami Dolphins. She had many, many, you know, shots that she was taking. She took shots at Ryan Tannehill, tweeting out one time, how many people does Ryan Tannehill have to get fired before you realize he's the problem? she even had a tweet or two about how Ryan Tannehill leftover things for management via, you know, favors in the bedroom, yada, yada, yada. Meiko now claims that she wanted Brent to get released from the Dolphins, wanted to get cut because she wanted, and Brent wanted, out of Miami. And I don't believe her for
good.
1 second.
Good.
Because he signed a 2-year deal with the Bucs that had a low guarantee, lower than what he was going to be guaranteed with the Dolphins remaining.
Yes, this is after the fact, damage control.
It's like really far after the fact damage control.
Yeah, well, maybe it was just she was actually finally asked about it, you know, so to speak.
I'd be afraid to ask her a question. She seems a bit
off?
Out there.
Yeah.
Out there.
She's off.
That being said, I bet Brent has fun.
Yeah, that part is true as well.
Bet Brent has fun.
What's trending?
What's trending, Edward, is Bruce Arians with a extremely weird Bruce Arians story. John, when Bruce Arians was a child, he told Sirius Radio he had to have his stomach pumped twice when he was younger. Not because he drank too much or partied too hard or anything like that. When Bruce Arians was a kid, he believed that drinking paint would make him harder to tackle in neighborhood football games, so he drank paint.
He's not that old. What is he, probably 55, 60, something like that?
Bruce Arians, I'm going to guess, Price is Right rules without going over 52. He is 64.
Oh, he's older than I thought.
Wow, he's a lot
older
than
that's still not like 1920s. Yeah, son, drink some paint. It'll make you slipperier. Here's my third little conspiracy theory.
52 years ago, in like the 60s and 70s. Whatever.
Yeah, here's another little conspiracy theory.
You're full of them today.
I am full of them today. He has a big brother. I'll bet you anything. I will bet you.
Oh, okay.
Anything, he has a big brother. And the big brother initially convinced him, no, really, man, paint, that's what big brothers do. Paint makes you harder to tackle. Everybody, that's what Gale Sayers used, drinks a gallon of paint before every game. Jim Brown, you know, used to eat his cereal with paint. I guarantee you he has a big brother who gave him that idea.
So this begs the question, John, what bad ideas did your big brothers give you?
Well, I was a big sucker for the dare. Trying to impress your big brothers. I had two big brothers, and I had really four because my cousins lived with us, you know, the one that we've talked about a couple times and such. So I was the youngest of, there were a couple of girls, but I was the youngest of the five boys, and I was always a big victim of the dare. One time they made me, and I was probably 10, 11 years old, they made me drink a jigger, you know, like a alcohol jigger, a little of Tabasco sauce on a dare. And I immediately vomited it right back up.
Well, of course you did.
I was 10 years old. What else did they made me do all kinds
he
of
has...
Oh, I know what the worst thing of all. They dared me to jump. We had a pile of soil on the front yard that we were going to end up having to spread. You know, people spread soil on their yards. Mm-hmm. Well, they had dug out part of the back of it, and then they dared me to ride to jump my bicycle over the soil. So when I went up the soil on my bicycle, it collapsed and I broke my arm.
Oh.
Not one of them came clean. I think I know which brother did it. But not one of them came clean as to, because they were like, oh, well, okay, we probably shouldn't have done that.
It's best I can tell, Arians has three brothers,
mm-hmm.
and two of them are younger, but I can't find the age of the other one. I'm guessing he's older.
I guarantee you his older brother told him that.
I'm guessing that he's older.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.